Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Kara, also from Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, I just hung up on Brian to talk to you. I thought you were a customer.
That's funny.
All right, so I was trying to... He was trying to explain to me...
He's still on the phone. He doesn't realize that you're not there.
I told him I'd call him. I feel bad. Don't tell him I'm on the phone. He knows, huh?
Yeah, he does. He thinks he feels like such a loser now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Pat said he fixed his timesheet.
What do you mean? I thought it was right.
No, he said he put all the sick days on there. How many sick days?
Wait, how did you do that?
How did you do that? Oh, you can clock in as sick. So you should be good. So see if it works.
Will you have him show jaw?
Can you show jaw, Pat? How you did that? Cool. Well, I thought you were a customer, and Brian pretty much answered all my questions.
That's rude. Okay, Patrick's at 91 hours.
Patrick, you're at 91 hours? How are you at 91 hours? He should be at 91 hours. He doesn't. He never stays overtime, or he definitely doesn't come in early. So there's no way he should be at 91. He should be at what everyone else has.
Well, on the 11th, he didn't clock out for lunch, so that's 9 hours. He also didn't clock out for lunch on the 19th.
Patrick,
or
you
on
didn't
the 24th.
Clock out for lunch on the 11th, the 19th, the 24th.
21st, not the 24th.
21st. Could you go back through your timesheet and make sure you clocked out for lunch? On a sick day. Hey, we're all new to this whole sick day thing, so I'm assuming you have to clock out on those days, too.
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah. Kara doesn't know. She didn't get the training on that.
Okay. Also, can you tell Zach that on the 11th he didn't clock out for lunch?
Zach, on the 11th you didn't clock out for lunch. Can you adjust that? Zach? Oh, he's not even here. but I will leave a memo. Here, let me write it down.
Okay, thanks.
Zach, is that the only date?
I think so. He has so much overtime.
Who, he does?
I can't figure out where it's coming from.
For the 11th, how does he have overtime?
I don't know, I'm going to get so questioned about it.
Oh, I don't know how he has it. Zach, clock out for the 11th for lunch. That's the only date?
Yeah.
Okay, and then, oh, here he is. For Scott's Drilling, the link, Decision Lodge and Link, just to verify with you, to have him finish that and then complete the third-party DocuSign.
Yes, please.
Email. And then for Macy Sherman, I sent you guys, or he completed the link. Is there anything else I need to get from him? Or can we confirm that it's completed?
Check.
And Steve would like to know about Good Luck Convenient. Did we get anything from him? We were supposed to get a fax. This guy's faxed it twice. In fact, he just texted me and said...
What's
that,
his area code of his fax machine?
I'm assuming it's 520.
Okay, let me see.
Hey, Patrick has a question for you as well. He would like to know, for the personal finance statement, is there a template?
Personal finance statement. Can you clarify what that means?
Can you clarify what a personal finance statement is? Yeah. And he said that's what credit requested. Can you ask one of them what a personal finance statement is?
Yes, I can. Can you give me a little context on that one? That doesn't make any sense.
Can you give... What deal is that? What's the A number? Can you text it to me? Or actually just text it to her? I am it to her?
What was the questions before the personal finance statement? Oh, good luck something? No, I don't see a fax on good luck.
Good luck convenient. It's supposed to be... Steve, what is he faxing? Steve. What is he faxing? Do you know? What is he faxing? Shane. Docs. He's faxing Docs. Oh shit. Wrong person.
What? No, I get the faxes too.
Yeah, yeah. He's faxing Docs and he sent it twice.
That doesn't mean he succeeded.
Yeah, he said, sorry, I faxed it twice. Hopefully you get to tomorrow. We can fund tomorrow and wrap this up. Thanks for your help.
He has got high expectations.
He does. And good luck. Wait, good luck is Shane, right? Oh, my God. Okay, never mind. Good luck is not Shane. Shane is who? Elite Granite.
I don't know what that is.
All right. So.
So, wait, am I looking for a fax from Elite Granite or from... Good
from
luck.
Elite Granite.
Jesus.
Good luck is a DocuSign that he said he completed. Is there anything else we need for that?
Probably. I'll have to ask him if they got it back.
This is ridiculous. Does anybody have any other questions that I can ask her while I have her on the phone? I've asked her 50 million freaking questions. No? Going once? Going twice? What? Lottery numbers. She don't know the lottery numbers.
Okay, what was your question about Sherman? Because I've definitely forgot it by now.
Hold on one second.